It's Monday, December the 13th, and we are back again in the book of Revelation. It's sad to think that a lot of Christians are put off by Revelation, and then there are a lot of Christians who get maybe a little too much into the book of Revelation and take it into areas where it was never intended. But its central message is the rule and reign and triumph of Christ. I had a friend who taught missions at Reformed Theological Seminary from Brazil, and he had the boisterous nature of the Brazilians. And he would always say that the meaning of the book of Revelation is that Jesus wins, and which is simple enough. But that's a beautiful thought, and one of the reasons why we should read Revelation perhaps a little more than we do. We're in chapter 2 this week, and it begins the cycle of seven letters, individual letters to seven individual churches from Christ. And these are dictations that Jesus gives to the Apostle John. And I wanted to say today something general about these letters, and we'll dive into Ephesus tomorrow. Each letter has a similar structure. Christ presents himself with certain attributes, and typically those attributes have already been alluded to in chapter 1, and he introduces each one a little differently, picking different things from what we saw in the revelation, the disclosure of Christ in chapter 1. Faith in those attributes will aid in overcoming particular problems. And then the letter typically has a list of two or three problems that Jesus singles out. And depending on the exact situation, there's a call either to persevere or a call to repent and a call to hear what is being said. Pergamum is the worst one, and Sardis is the best. And I think that's a general lesson here, that not every church and every individual church is in exactly the same place. Sometimes churches can be in a spiritually good place, and sometimes churches can be in a spiritually bad place. It's a call, especially by those given authority, elders, for example, to rule. And most of the time in these letters, the prevailing sin is that they are compromising with the culture and that they have yielded to the pressures of the culture. And that alone is a reason why we should read these letters today. Because of all the things that we face, succumbing to the culture is probably one of the temptations. We said last week that Revelation was written in the 90s. By the 90s, Christianity, which earlier had been just a sect of Judaism in the minds of the Roman authorities, by the 90s, it was not, and it was an entirely separate thing, and so they didn't have the protection, the religio licita, the protection of that the Jews had under Roman rule, and so the compromises are even greater in the 90s. Well, that's just a general introduction. We'll take it into Ephesus tomorrow, but for now, have a wonderful day.